The man with all of his Christmas shopping out of the way, Michael Tilley, with Talk Business and Politics. He joins us for an examination of some of the week's news. Welcome back to the show, Michael.
Well, thanks for having me, but I don't even shop for Christmas, so yeah, I got it out of the way if you don't shop.
There you go. Well, not to wish our lives away, but let's look at 2018, because as we know, it's a political year, but it might be getting more interesting than we realize. Let's first start with the Fort Smith mayor's race. I thought all the shoes had fallen, but they had not, had they?
No, they have not. Don Hutchings, who has been on the board, on and off the board for the past decade, has thrown his hat in the ring. He's a preacher. He's the senior pastor. I don't know what their official title is at Evangel Temple, but he has put his hat in the ring. If you remember, George McGill, who's a state representative, popular in the Fort Smith area, African-American, he threw his hat in the ring some time back, and kind of back to a point where these are sensitive topics, but we still have somewhat of a underlying racial issue. You know, we've had some people push back against having an African-American police chief, and you had a popular African-American say he's going to get the mayor's race. And, you know, if Don Hutchings hadn't entered, it would have been George McGill's race to lose. Now it's going to be a contested race, and I'm not going to be surprised if it falls along some racial lines. Let's hope it stays professional, courteous, above board, but there's too much underlying chatter on this for me to believe that there wasn't some interest in having a qualified, popular white candidate also enter the race. The only other person that was in the race is a 21-year-old student from the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith, and probably very passionate. I think he's a very nice young man, but I don't think that the citizens would have voted for him.
This is Fort Smith has a city manager form of government, so the mayor in Fort Smith is not, say, as powerful as
right.
others. But you have a state legislator and now a city council member vying for this job.
Right. And you're right. It's largely ceremonial. Only pays $10,000 a year, plus you get a $400 a month car allowance. There's somewhat of a bully pulpit aspect to it. I think Mayor Ray Baker, a lot of folks remember Mayor Baker. He was probably one of the best that I've seen in using that bully pulpit to cheerlead. I'm not saying he was effective at all times, but he definitely was very vocal, very prominent, and often led the charge on some issues, sales tax issues, for example. And it was curious that Mr. Hutchings got in the race because he had recently been talking about wanting to do more, stay on top of the city budget, stay on top of the police and fire pension issue, do more to raise wages for the city workers. Well, he can't do that as mayor. The best way to do that is as city director. But maybe he'll use that if he wins, maybe he'll use it to keep pushing for those causes.
All right. Now, we don't know for sure, obviously, if Tom Cotton is going to end up at the head of the CIA, as the New York Times suggests there is a plan that if Rex Tillerson is fired and Mike Pompeo becomes the new Secretary of State, then Tom Cotton is picked. But at the risk of putting our political cart before our horses, we would have an open seat in the Senate that, depending on when and if, big if, Tom Cotton does leave that seat, it's either an appointment or a special election.
Right, and I don't think we're necessarily risking putting the cart before the horse. I mean, it's most major news outlets are reporting this, and it depends really how on when Cotton would officially vacate the office. If he vacates the seat before July 6th of next year, then the governor will appoint an interim senator, and then that will be filled 2018 general election. Now, the person who's appointed can't run. They can't succeed themselves, so to speak. But if Cotton leaves the office after July 6th, then Governor Hutchinson can appoint an interim senator to serve until the job is filled in the 2020 general election, because 2020 is when this term ends. Cotton is now serving. Most speculation is that it will happen before the end of the year, before Christmas. Of course, Senator Cotton would then have to be approved by the Senate, which would probably happen sometime in the first quarter of next year. So it's likely this scenario plays out. Senator Cotton would vacate the office before July 6th. And so Governor Hutchins, so there would be a special election in 2018 for that seat. So it'll be, there are some folks who suggested, for example, Bud Cummins, who has congressional experiences with the Eastern U.S. Attorney, the U.S. Prosecuting Attorney from the Eastern District of Arkansas. The governor might appoint him. Some have said, no, Bud wants to run for it. So that may be the challenge the governor has, finding somebody to appoint who doesn't also want to run for it.
we can speculate all we want, but this will, it's not unprecedented, of course. I mean, Alabama's going through it right now with Jeff Sessions leading. Right. But for the Arkansas landscape, this is different.
Yeah, I mean, look, it creates some political dominoes. You know, would a Congressman Womack or French Hill, you know, Womack, he likes the political scene. And, you know, the Senate is probably one of the ultimate good suit clubs in the country. They're just 100 members. It's a very, very selective body. So there will be a lot of folks in Arkansas, both in already in Congress, who may have run before, that'll be interested in that spot. You know, would a Mike Beebe, for example, out of retirement to run on the Democratic side? Who knows? I mean, if he did that, that would be a hell of a race. Folks like me love it.
Can we as a state handle the amount of speculation that is being bandied about now between athletic director, head football coach, and now who might or might not be an Arkansas U.S. senator?
I say we just create, that's just all one job. We just put all that job and vote on that person. What do you say?
That is not a bad idea, Michael Tilley.
Yeah.
All right. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read about these stories and many others around the clock at talkbusiness.net. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome, sir.